Lights out. It is later than you think. This is Blake Harris bringing you another in our stories of the unusual. And once again, we caution you. These lights out stories are definitely not for the timid soul. So we tell you calmly and very sincerely, if you frighten easily, turn off your radio now.
Are you sure you got the right address?
Of course.
Well, you have made mistakes.
Oh, we'll be there soon enough.
You know, Alice, sometimes you really worry me with that calm nature of yours. I looked forward to this vacation for weeks, and now that it's happening, well, it isn't so much fun.
Oh, wait till you get to my Aunt Harriet's.
Just imagine. Sleeping as long as you want without having to worry about making an 8 o'clock class. You did tell her we're coming.
No, I decided it'd be more fun if we sort of surprised her.
Well, maybe she won't like it if we barge in on her.
Don't be silly. From what I've heard, she's a cute little old lady.
When you were 8, she was a cute little old lady. For all you know, she's taken the welcome mat in years ago.
There it is.
There's what? The edge of the world?
No, the intersection. The entrance to Aunt Harriet's place should be just a little bit beyond it.
That's what you say.
Yes, there it is. Here, we turn here.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you trying to do? Turn over? Where are we?
Oh, Aunt Harriet likes privacy.
Another 100 feet on this road and I won't need a bed. I'll need a stretcher. Come on, slow down before... I knew it. What a road. Even the tires couldn't take it.
What do we care? Aunt Harriet's place is just a little ways down. We'll walk.
You mean, leave the car right here in the middle of the road?
It's Aunt Harriet's own private road. No one will bother it. Oh, come on, take your bag. Let's get out of here.
So many trees around here. It's getting dark. If that Aunt Harriet of yours wants privacy, she sure got it. Hey, Alice, now what are you stopping for?
I just noticed.
Noticed what?
How dark it's getting.
Oh, stop that, will you? It's just that it's getting late. Riding and walking. Have you actually got an Aunt Harriet? Come on, let's go back.
Hey, wait, Lana, there it is.
Hallelujah, it is a house. Well, it's about time. Knock harder, Alice, knock harder.
I can't, it hurts my knuckles.
Oh, let me.
She must be home. There's a light upstairs.
Well, that's just great. Car with a flat, stuck in the middle of nowhere, nobody home in this godforsaken place, and me so tired I could sleep standing on my head.
There's someone at the door.
Yes? Oh, what do you want?
I'm looking for... I mean, are you Miss Saugus?
Yes. Yes. What do you want?
Then you are Aunt Harriet.
Who's calling me Aunt Harriet? Who, I say? Who are you?
I'm Alice. Alice Preston.
Alice? Oh, yes, yes, bless my soul. I know you. Oh, come in. Close the door.
Aunt Harriet, this is my girlfriend, Lana Stevens. We roomed together at the university, and I asked her to come along with me because...
It's all right, my child. It's all right. Anyone's welcome. Anyone at all.
That's very kind of you, Aunt Harriet. I hope you won't mind my calling you that, but Alice always...
There, my child. It's all right. A name's a name. Now, sit here and be comfortable. I'll get some tea. Yes, yes, nice tea.
Oh, no, really, Aunt Harriet.
Well, apparently your Aunt Harriet does what she wants to do.
doesn't she?
Oh well, as long as we're here. Like something out of a museum, isn't it? Look at the chairs and that sofa. Are they prehistoric or what?
Yeah, I didn't think she was so old.
After all, 10 years living alone out in this godforsaken place. But I sort of think she's nice.
Lana.
What's the matter?
Back there in the shadows, but... what is...
It's a cat. Look at the size of it. Tiger.
Lana, what do we do?
Don't move. If we do, it'll...
Now here's your tea, young ladies. Nice warm tea, just what you need.
Aunt Harriet!
What's the matter? What? Oh. He's frightened you.
What? What is it?
You've got eyes, haven't you?
Yes, but...
It's so dark in the corner, we can't hardly tell. It's not a tiger, is it?
Don't talk nonsense.
Well, what is it?
He shouldn't be here at all. It's much too early for him.
It can't be a cat.
He's as big as a police dog.
All right, come upstairs. I'll show you to your room.
Come on, Alice. We better do as she says.
All right.
Must be tired, you two. Sleep. That's what you need. Sleep.
But Aunt Harriet, how could it be a cat when we...
In here, my dears. In here.
Come on, Alice.
But why doesn't she answer me?
There. You see? A very comfortable room for the both of you to rest in. Nice wide bed, everything clean. You'll get a nice rest here. Yes, you will. Fine rest.
But Aunt Harriet, wait!
Oh, forget it, Alice. Whatever it is, you can find out in the morning.
But that cat.
Oh, cat. Cat. Can't you say anything but cat? We just imagined it, that's all. I mean, there in the shadows, it looked monstrous. You remember in Psych 101 class, old Pudgy Wedgy told us about the tricks your eyes play in bad light when it comes to judging size.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Local signs, they called it?
Right. Well, that's the way it was with the cat. I'll bet you your Aunt Harriet thinks we're both a little screwy. That's why she got us up here to bed in a hurry.
I hope so.
Alice?
What?
You're not sleeping either, are you?
No, I am. I wanted to talk to you for hours, but I wasn't sure.
I thought you were asleep.
Somehow I can't. There's something about the house.
What?
Something oppressive that won't let us sleep.
Oh, you're crazy.
No, I'm not.
It's just that, well, that we're too tired to sleep, that's all. Yes, that's it. Too tired. Nerves on edge.
I've been lying here for hours trying to figure it out. Now I know.
Will you stop talking like that? This is your own Aunt Harriet's house. She's down there sleeping and she...
That cat.
Yeah.
Lana, there's another one.
Shh.
There's two of them. Lana, listen to them. They're not ordinary cats. Listen to them.
They can't be cats.
I'll call Aunt Harriet. She'll make them stop.
Alice, wait. Don't go out there, are you stupid?
Aunt Harriet!
Get away from the door!
No, I can't stand any more of it. Aunt Harriet! Aunt Harriet, make them stop! Aunt Harriet!
They've gone.
What were they?
Could two cats make all that noise?
Aunt Harriet! Why don't you come in here?
No, Alice. Don't open that door!
But Aunt Harriet, why doesn't she answer me? She must know what it's all about. Why doesn't she?
Wait!
What?
It's right outside the door.
I can hear, can't I?
Is it a cat?
Of course it is.
You don't think so either, do you?
It's just sitting there.
Yes.
Let it sit there.
Aunt Harriet! Aunt Harriet!
What's the use of calling her? She won't answer you.
Why do you say that?
Because she hasn't answered us, and she won't.
But she's in the house. She must know.
She's trying to get in.
As long as the door's shut,
we're safe enough.
Aunt Harriet! Oh, please wake up, Aunt Harriet!
No!
What?
Look! The doorknob! It's turning! Alice, cats can't open doors.
You mean Aunt Harriet? Yes, yes, it must be Aunt Harriet.
She's ill and she's trying to open the door. I'll open it for her.
No! Oh no, Lana, stay away from the door. I'm afraid. Oh, don't!
Come right in, Aunt Harriet.
Lana, I've got to get help. I've got to. Oh, my arm. I can't stand the pain. I've got to. Someone's so thick. I'm lost. I've got to get help. Someone's got to help me. I'll get help for you, Lana. I'll get help. It's getting brighter. It's dawn. If I could only find a path and a road. Bushes tearing at my clothes. Why do you tear my clothes? I just want to get out for Lana. I'll get out for you, Lana. I will. Road. A car. Help. Stop. You've got to stop. Help me. Please. Oh, help me. Oh, Lana, please.
What is it, sister? What's the matter? Who are you?
That cat! Help me! Come with me right now! Please! Don't talk! Hurry! Hurry! It's hurting her!
Now take it easy!
You must help me,
take it easy! I'll help you. Sure, I'll help you. I'm Sheriff Wells. Now wait a minute. Are you the girls who left the car on the side of the road back in the woods?
Yes, we left our car there! Oh, hurry, please help me. My friend Lana.
Joe?
Yeah?
These are the girls.
Yeah?
The cat.
We found your car in the woods, and we've been looking for you for hours.
Please don't stand there talking. Hurry, we've got to help her. It's killing her.
Killing her? Joe, did you hear what she said?
Hurry, don't talk. Hurry. Hurry, please.
All right, now, take it easy, sister. This is the house, ain't it?
Yes. Oh, yes, this is the place where, right here.
The old Saugus house.
Try the door, Joe.
It's open, Sheriff.
Let's go.
Upstairs. She's upstairs. Please.
Nobody down here, Sheriff.
All right. Let's get up there. I don't know what this is all about, but I'm soon going to find out. Get your gun out, Joe.
It's killing her.
The door's cracked.
Okay, kick it open, but watch yourself. Careful, Joe.
Sheriff.
Lana.
Sheriff, there's nobody in this room.
Huh?
Look for yourself.
Now what the?
Lana, where are you?
Hey now, wait a minute. Are you sure that?
Yes, she was here, right here, and it came in the door and jumped on her. I turned, I ran, I jumped out of the window.
Hey, this window ain't broken.
But I tell you, I went through it. See my arm?
Yeah, but there's no one in here.
In the bed? Why, it ain't even messed up. Did you say you two were sleeping in it?
We were. Oh, Lana, where are you? What has it done with you?
Harriet, she'll know. Or has it killed her too?
Sheriff, come quick. Come quick. Bring the girl.
Come along, sister. Joe, what is it?
Look in there.
On Harriet!
Old lady sitting in the rocker and knitting.
Oh, Aunt Harriet! Lana, where is she? What happened? Oh, Aunt Harriet, please tell me!
Yeah, tell us all.
And might I ask what this is all about?
Aunt Harriet, what's the matter? Didn't you hear anything? Lana, that horrible cat thing! What did it do to her? Answer me, what did it do?
Could you officers tell me who's this hysterical young girl?
Aunt Harriet!
Now look here, don't you know who this girl is?
I certainly do not.
But Aunt Harriet, I'm Alice. I came here with Lana, don't you remember?
You must be mistaken. I've been alone all night.
You hear that, Joe?
No, I was here. Lana and I did come here. It's a horrible joke, that's what it is. Aunt Harriet, please tell them you're just joking. Lana, where is she?
I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw you before in all my life.
No. Oh, no, that's not true, Aunt Harriet. Aunt Harriet, why do you say that? Why would you... I don't understand. I was...
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I've had about enough out of you. Chasing up here with all that nonsense about cats and killings and all that, you better come along with us.
No, everything I said to you is true. It was true, I'm not lying.
Joe, take her other arm.
No, let go of me, please, Aunt Harriet. Don't let them take me away. Those horrible cat things, I tell you there were two of them here. Oh, don't let them take me away.
Now, don't you mind her, old lady. I'll take care of her.
Yes! Take good care of her, cracked little
now
thing.
Now come along, sister.
No, wait, look at her teeth as she laughs. Look at her teeth.
Mother of God, they're cat's teeth.
And her hands, they're claws.
No, stay away from me.
Grab her, Joe.
Let me go.
Stop, you.
Clawing my eyes. Get her, Joe. She's getting away. Joe?
Ugh. Dead.
Oh, Aunt Harriet.
She's no aunt of anything human. I can tell you that. Look at her.
But my Aunt Harriet... Aunt Harriet Saugus.
Saugus? Did you hear that, Sheriff?
Yeah. So you came here thinking she was Miss Saugus, did you, girl?
Yes, Lana and I, and Lana must be dead now. How could my aunt do what she did? How could she?
This thing is no aunt of yours, child. Your Aunt Harriet Saugus died in this house 3 years ago. And she left two cats.